Culture Class, Holidays in Iran, Season 1, Lesson 11, Birth of Imam Mahdi. Hello, and welcome to the Culture Class, Holidays in Iran series at PersianPod101.com. In this series, we're exploring the traditions behind Iranian holidays and observances. I'm Eric, and you're listening to Season 1, Lesson 11, Birth of Imam Mahdi. In Persian, it's called
Veladat-e Imam Zaman.
Mid Shaban, in Persian, referred to as
Nime-ye Sha'ban,
indicates the middle of the month of Sha'ban, and is the day that marks the birth of
Hazrat-e Mahdi,
the last Imam of Shiites. This day is widely recognized as a jubilant and auspicious day in Iran, and is a day of great festivity. In this lesson, you will learn about how the Shia people wait for the reappearance of Imam Zaman on the 15th day of Sha'ban, and how they express their happiness by illuminating the alleys and streets and distributing sweets, or
Shirinijat,
on this day. Now, before we get into more detail, do you know the answer to this question? What other names and titles is Imam Mahdi known as? If you don't already know, you'll find out a bit later. Keep listening. The Mid-Sha'ban is held on the same day as the birthday of Imam Mahdi, the 12th and final Imam of the Shia people. Upon his death, Imam Mahdi became the successor to his father,
Imam Hassan Askari.
However, since his father had many enemies during his life, he had entered into hiding as a protective measure and was never seen again. The Shia people believe that though he can't be seen, he is still present among his people, and that one day he will reappear to save the people from tyranny. In Persian,
Zolm
and cruelty, or
Setam.
In Iran, during the mid-Sha'ban, the entire country is illuminated with light bulbs and decorations on a grand scale, with lights flashing on almost every wall in every city. The night is illuminated and colorful, and the streets become crowded. Free cookies, drinks, and foods are distributed among people, and many speeches are held in different locations. One thing that is highly influenced by these celebrations are the TV programs, or
برنامه‌های تلویزیونی,
that are broadcast during the festival. All of the TV channels around this time play various programs highlighting Mid-Sha'ban in various ways. The most popular of these include comedy shows, festive songs, and cultural and sports competitions. These competitions, which are usually performed live, also include lotteries and the award ceremonies to celebrate the winners. There is an important difference in opinion among Shia and Sunni Muslims in regards to Imam Mahdi. The Sunni people believe that Imam Mahdi has yet to be born, while the Shia people claim that he has already been born, but is absent for the time being and will reappear later in the future. Now it's time to answer our quiz question. What other names and titles is Imam Mahdi known as? Among the titles given to Imam Mahdi are the Imam of Time, the Owner of Time, the Guardian of the Era, and the Promised Mahdi. So listeners, how did you like this lesson? Did you learn anything interesting? Is the Mid-Sha'ban also held in your country? If so, what is it called? Leave us a comment telling us at PersianPod101.com, and I'll see you in the next lesson.
Listeners, want to get the newest Persian lessons for free?
All new PersianPod101.com lessons. They're free for 3 weeks.
And since we publish new lessons every single week,
you have 3 weeks worth of free lessons at any given time.
Go to PersianPod101.com, click Browse Lessons, and then click Newest Lessons to get your free lessons today.